Good morning. This is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama, and we want to thank you for tuning in and listening this morning to the short radio program. We have had a good week this week, and I have very much enjoyed being with you and studying and looking at some stories from the Bible, highlighting the fact that we must serve God if we want to go to heaven. I'd like to conclude this week with piggybacking, I guess, off of what we talked about yesterday when we looked at the parable of Jesus called the wheat and the tares. We saw only two final possible destinations from the wheat and tares, remember? Gathered in the barn or burned with fire. This morning, let's turn our attention to Luke chapter 16. We know the story of the rich man and Lazarus fairly well, and we know how each of these characters started in this story and how both of them ended up. But I want to focus really on verse 22 of Luke chapter 16. Now the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried. The poor man referencing Lazarus, of course, and in Hades, the rich man lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away, and the poor man Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that during your life you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus bad things. But now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great chasm filled, so that those who wish to come over from here to you will not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us. So the rich man said in torment, Then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, in order that he may warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. But he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead. Let's conclude this morning and this week's theme of two options, salvation and service, or disobedience and destruction, looking at verse 22. The rich man and Lazarus both died. The scales were even. The rich and poor were no longer rich and poor. They were both simply dead. There were only two places they were both were going to go, Abraham's bosom in paradise, or torment and agony. What about you and me? Do we recognize the choice set before us, as Moses told the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 30 as we began this week, life and blessings, or death and curse? Do we see that these eternal homes are based on our choices of serving God and obeying Him, or turning our hearts away in disobedience like the Old Testament Israel and the tares and the rich men from Jesus' parables and stories? The choice is clear. And the preferred option is obvious. Let's choose obedience and heaven. Let's choose to serve God unto salvation instead of disobeying Him unto destruction. We want to invite you to come worship with us anytime that you find it convenient to do so. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study, and 10:20 a.m. for worship service. We meet again Sunday evening at 5 p.m. for worship service and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for Bible study. If you are ever in the area at any of those times, please come by and worship God with us. Our goal is to simply worship God in the pattern He has laid out for us, His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today and a good rest of the weekend, and let's remember to always choose to serve God unto salvation instead of disobeying Him unto destruction. If you're in the area Sunday morning, we'd love to have you as we worship God and remember the death of His Son. God bless you.